Well, here we go again. Hot, humid, and scattered, mostly afternoon, showers and thunderstorms. The Golden Rain Gauge Award, so to speak, for Duval County yesterday and last evening went to Oceanway. Just under 3 inches of rain in about 90 minutes' time, and it was northern and northwestern Duval County that got in the heavy rain and storms yesterday. It's been an equal opportunity pattern. The day before, it was southern and eastern Duval County, and it kind of switches back and forth. Not uncommon for our wet season and for late August, but scattered storms that produce very heavy rain in spots, and you go a few miles, the sun is out, and you can expect that yet again today. Temperatures will top out around 90 degrees inland in the upper 80s at the beaches. But hey, here's some good news, folks. The forecasting near 90 today, and actually the next couple of days, but the average high temperature today drops, dare I say, to 89 degrees. That's right. The average high is finally lower than 90 for the first time since June 10th. That's when the average high was 89 as well. So from June 11th through August 30th, the average high for Jacksonville is 90 or hotter, and now we'll fall slightly below that. We are, by the way, going to end the month of August with below average temperatures. I'll have more on that over the next couple of days. But the moniker of this summer being extreme as far as heat goes is just simply there. It could not be further from the truth. June was above average, but less than a degree, and was also dry. July was just slightly above average and wet, and August is proving to be below average and wet. And so overall, the summer will go down as very near average. It was not at all extreme. If you had higher than average utility bills, it was because you have a problem with your AC unit, you have problems with insulation, weather stripping, or the bills have simply gone up higher. Energy costs more, which part of that is part of the equation. So, but kind of interesting anyway, when we look at those temperatures, and that's good news now as we head into September as far as temperatures go. I always say, and Rich mentioned it yesterday, you have to wait till Halloween to get sustained cooler, drier weather in Jacksonville. At least typically, we get teased some once we get later into September and into October, but usually a good strong cold front is not until late into October. More often than not, we get some exceptions, of course. All right, so back to the weather at hand. The scattered afternoon showers and storms continue then tomorrow and Friday. Then we head into your holiday weekend, and it looks very seasonable. In other words, hot, humid, partly sunny with a few afternoon showers and thunderstorms. It does look like the coverage will be less than what we've been experiencing and will over the next few days. So, in other words, a good number of dry hours. We will, however, have an onshore east wind, and that will heighten the rip current risk at area beaches, unfortunately. It's not a real strong flow, but it looks like moderate rip current risk over the weekend. So remember, swimming and surfing with a buddy and as close to a lifeguard is at all possible. And once we get past the Labor Day weekend, we have far fewer lifeguards on our beaches. So something to consider over the next couple of months, which are still good beach months, nice weather, nice water temperatures, but potentially dangerous with fewer lifeguards. Otherwise, the holiday weekend looks fine. Right on into Labor Day, similar. Partly sunny, hot, humid, a few afternoon storms. In the tropics, we continue to work our way toward the peak of the hurricane season, and there are some active areas of the Atlantic, but nothing that looks like it will get named today, which is critical because this will make it now only the third August since 1961, the satellite era, to go the entire month of August without a named storm. It's pretty miraculous considering that the National Hurricane Center seems to rather easily upgrade storms. We see them a lot better than we ever used to be able to with technology, right, with satellites. And it was expected to be an active season. And so far, it's been a dud. That's not been the case. Now, we can make up for lost time. Let's take a look at those two seasons where we did have named storm or went August without any named storms. In 1997, the last time we went the entire month of August without a named storm, we only had 7 named storms for the entire season. 2 were hurricanes, and 3 storms occurred in September and October. Certainly nothing significant and actually below average. However, if we go back to 1961, the second time that we had an August without a named storm, well, there it was a much more active period. In fact, it was hyperactive in September and October with 12 named storms, 8 of which became hurricanes, and 5 were major. And most of those occurred in September and October, but also a couple in November. So the jury's out. We're 50-50 on those kinds of seasons since 1961. And also of note, the last named storm, Colin, on July 3rd, which was a gift by the National Hurricane Center, it's doubtful that was a tropical storm. In any case, We have not had a period where we go from July 3rd to August 30th without a named storm since 1941. So we're talking about some pretty unusual numbers. And right now I'm tracking a couple of the tropical waves, one over the central Atlantic, one over the far eastern Atlantic. It does not appear that either one is going to be able to make it all the way across the Atlantic. Now, wave number one over the central Atlantic is going to give it a shot. And by Monday or Tuesday, Labor Day or the middle part of next week, we'll be sitting east of the Bahamas, but it appears to be turning northward at that point, and also likely not particularly strong, it would appear at this point. But either way, it's turning more northward with time and then northeast, which would keep it certainly east of Florida and most likely east of the entire eastern seaboard. And then the next one off the coast of Africa looks like it turns way early and will perhaps develop initially, but then we'll move over cooler waters and not have a chance to get all the way across the Atlantic. There is a couple more that will be coming soon off the coast of Africa. And then we have a low pressure area that will be developing over the North Atlantic that's got some potential, but that's the North Atlantic already and will eventually move to eastbound. That wouldn't have any impact on the U.S. I still believe that we have a period of really conducive conditions for tropical systems over the Atlantic Basin potentially from the middle of September to at least early, if not middle of October. That may be the 3 to 4 week period that makes up for lost time, so to speak. But maybe we'll get lucky and it won't. And that would be great because obviously we'd rather not have any storms to deal with. Conditions overall across the Atlantic favor tropical development, however. Water is generally warmer than average. Shear is no worse than average for this time of year and is lower than the first 2 to 2.5 months of the season, which again is typical. And while there's some pockets of dry air, it's not overly abundant. And the Saharan dust layer gets way overrated and does not appear to be of a whole lot of consequence. I actually retweeted from Dr. Phil Klotzbach at Colorado State University how the dry air generally is not as much of a negative impact on tropical systems as, say, water temperature and shear. So in any case, right now, while we have a couple of systems to track, nothing that looks like it would impact Jacksonville, northeastern Florida, or really any of the eastern seaboard all the way through Labor Day, although we'll be keeping a close eye on that lead tropical wave that's likely sitting east of the Bahamas by the early to middle part of next week. Always more Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With our weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.